The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts to discuss anything you want here on Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Go get interactive on the site in a variety of different ways. The primary way is to actually create the content of the site. That which you see on the front page was placed there by listeners like you and then voted upon. It's a Reddit-based voting system, so if you've got a free Reddit account and our free freetalklive.com account, you just link the two accounts together in a very simple process, and then it'll be easy for you to participate in our online fun over at freetalklive.com. We jump right into your phone calls and thoughts. Still to come here tonight, happy birthday, the legal status of one of the world's most popular songs, although you guys are talking off the air about how much you despise it. We'll get into the details here. Mark's got that story. Plus, saggy pants crackdown again. We'll tell you which location it's happening. It's Florida. But first, we go to James. He is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
It's Jim Bob, Baja, Arizona.
Jim Bob, welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, that bit that I invented of a liquored up suburban cowboy was such a big hit on the Lionel show that he and his sidekick call screener and co-host labeled me the greatest, because I used to call in and just make so much fun of Lionel and his progressivism. But he had a sack, so he always welcomed my calls and always let me have what I want to say. And anything else you'd like to add? He actually lived up to those, whatever. Mark, Hamas is not a political organization, by the way.
Something we finally agree on, James. I love Lionel. I think he's a great talk show host.
I grew up listening to Lionel. I want to speak.
Well, then you shouldn't have brought him up.
Well, it's on your Facebook page, and it was ironic that Jimmy, who got plenty of time uninterrupted to talk, unlike
he's more fun than
Mark,
you.
Hamas is not a political organization, Mark. They're a jihadi terrorist organization, a bunch of counterculture clubbers, by the way, who literally profess to love death more than infidels love life. And so, Derek J.,
what's the difference between a political organization and a terrorist organization?
I'm a member of the Libertarian Party in Arizona, or was.
Okay.
We're not a terrorist organization, nor are the Free State Project a terrorist organization, but it is a political
I'm talking about the successful. Political types, like Republicans and Democrats that are willing to use the agency of the state to commit violence in their name.
I know. I get all that silliness. I know how you talk about it at the point of a gun. Yeah, I know. Just like the stereotypical authoritarian mutthead with the cop to pull over Liberty Phoenix. Such passes for thought. Stereotypical mudhead. Whatever. I was trying to say.
So you want to answer the question, James, or dodge it?
It's a statement formed as a question, and I don't care for it. I don't agree with it. We've already discussed that, Ian. And Derek Jed wanted to say to you, until the good people of Palestine and the Gaza Strip annihilate, literally, and then outlaw the Muslim Brotherhood splinter group, which is Hamas, like the Nazis were and are in Deutschland, there will never be, and there will be no peace now, news now in Gaza. And the Walmart will remain standing around the Gaza Strip because a political terrorist organization literally wants the Jews on the other side dead and gone.
Obligation do I have, James, as a Palestinian?
And Bernard, excuse me, go ahead.
What obligation do I have as a Palestinian, imagine I am one, to rout out Hamas for whomever wants to find them?
I just wonder how many people on planet Earth wouldn't have been instantly murdered if the good German people had routed the Nazis when they literally took power from the righteous democracy that was Hindenburg's, who
They were given the power.
I wonder if the people didn't all, like, do the seek hell thing. Instead, somebody had just put one bullet in Hitler's head and one in Goering and one in Goering.
There's 48 different attempts. Yeah.
So I want to know how you're supporting the Palestinians who do want to rout out Hamas. How are you supporting those Palestinians?
Themselves, just like you always talk about, they should take care of their own problems. I know if I had a Hitler,
yeah, but you brought
right
this problem
neighbor,
up, so it's your problem
he
too.
He would be dead if I were living next to him.
What are you doing about it?
Forfeiting his right to life. If I had a neighbor that said Hitler was right and he should have, too bad he didn't pull it off. What I would do about it if I were Palestinian? Like I said, if I were Palestinian. I don't live in Palestine, and I can't do anything about it. But I
so you don't feel any personal responsibility to fix what's happening over there? Why do you bring it up?
You were talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Your host was talking about it.
Yeah, I know. It was a topic.
Show, and
it was a topic
to it.
Oh, and now you responded. Good night. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. I just want to know what people are doing. You know, I care about peace, and I don't just want to complain about it. I want to have solutions. Yeah, I'm open.
Well, I don't know what somebody does in this circumstance. I have no clue. I'm not doing anything about it either because I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I wish that there was one thing I could do to save one Palestinian from, you know, what or Israeli. I don't care. I would like to see people saved in this circumstance, but I just don't know. The Palestinians seem less able to leave, and that's difficult. There's people settling land where they have groves and things like that. That makes that difficult. It's a tough situation.
The one thing I think that both of us can do from here, Mark, is remind those listening that there's a difference between the Palestinian and the Israeli people and their governments. So at least draw that distinction, because it's not the people who are waging the wars. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Pat's in the Ozark Mountains. You're on Free Talk Live, Pat.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah. I'm being prosecuted by the town where I live.
Oh, no. For what?
Well, I have a garden, and they think it doesn't look pretty.
Oh, my.
Actually, my neighbors are complaining. They put their
always
house
the
up.
Always the snitch neighbor.
Huh?
It's always the snitch neighbor. So, wait, just a quick question about your garden, Pat. Is it in the front yard?
It's front and back.
Got it. All right. What are you growing in that garden?
Oh, gosh. Lots of things. Lots and lots of things.
Some veggies,
animals.
I have veggies. I have flowers, bushes,
flowers.
Trees.
Okay. Quite a variety. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And
how do you grow things in the front yard and the backyard? Usually you have one side that gets sunlight.
Well, I have quite a big lot, almost half an acre.
Okay.
And there's various areas of the yard that are good for growing different things because of the timing of the sunlight or the amount of the sunlight and so on. So,
okay, okay.
It's not all good. I have, you know, some spots that I am able to use. I'm trying to use as much of the land as I can to grow.
Now, for how long have you had this garden?
I started in about 7 years ago.
So
I
this
never
is
got
not a new thing. When did the neighbor file the complaint?
Pardon me?
When was it that the complaint was filed? You've had the garden for 7 years.
Well, it's not just the garden. They're it's like, I think they have a friend or a relative in city government, and they're putting pressure on them to just nail me. They don't like me, and...
Well, okay, when did you become aware of this? When did code enforcement come for a visit? What was the first incident that really happened to you?
May of 2012. This has been going on for a while. Anyway,
so what did they do? What happened in May of 2012?
Well, the thing is, they cite me for things they don't say. See, according to the local law, if there's a problem on your property and someone has complained, they're supposed to send you a notice that says, you know, X, Y, or Z is wrong, and you have so many days to correct the issue or tell us what, you know, have a conference with us.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not resolved by the end of that period, then you'll be cited for a violation.
That's pretty typical for zoning boards and zoning enforcers. They give people a window of time to comply. And then if they don't comply, then the force gets ratcheted up and they move to issuing a citation. That citation will be likely collected in court if you don't pay it. If you don't pay it, they could put you in a jail cell. So I want to hear the rest of your story. Hang on, Pat. We can bring you back here in a moment. She says she's been harassed by the town where she lives because a neighbor doesn't like her. And we've been dealing with this here recently in Keene. It's Free Talk Live.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick flick strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get fresh quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
apologizing to our affiliates for technical difficulties during that break. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and get interactive there for free.
So, Ian, we have a new advertiser, and I'm very excited about them.
Okay.
It's the Survival Training School of California. And, you know, I think that this is going to fit reasonably well with our audience because we got outdoorsy folks, and if you do the outdoor thing, you probably need this survival training. The number one thing that happens sort of outdoor is the day hiker that gets injured or lost.
Mm.
So if you want to sort of do the right thing, the responsible thing, and be prepared for an emergency for yourself or loved ones, then you should go to the Survival Training School of California's website. And it's they are really the fact is there's no accreditation for survival schools, but these folks over there are the very best. Their premier trainer is named Thomas Coyne, and he's kind of the founder of it. It's CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. I'll give you the telephone number, too, in case you need it. But they've been featured on ABC, CBS, Australia Channel 7, KCAL, Men's Fitness, Toronto Star. The list really, really does continue to go on and on. What I think is amazing is they are endorsed by all three branches of the military. I'm holding in my hand, literally, right here, letters from an A.L. Mercer, commanding officer of VX-31 U.S. Navy. His quote, just a quote from it, it says, "The strength and supremacy of today's Navy and Marine Corps stems in large measure from the outstanding quality of the training provided to our men and women. Your expert delivery of saving information will undoubtedly benefit VX-31 and support team for years to come. Again, please do accept my personal thanks for a job well done." These things are long and glowing. That's just a little bit that's taken out of it. They've got a pocket knife only field training in Alaska, wilderness first aid, map and compass, skill courses for all ages, custom and private training. They're actually on August the 10th in, I'm sorry, help me out with this Alaska name here, Talkeetna, Alaska. They're going to build a log cabin from scratch with a small group while learning to sustainably homestead. They've got this pocket knife only field training course is fascinating. But they do all kinds of courses and all kinds of places for people to learn about survival skills. And I think this is fascinating stuff. All you have to do is head over to their website. It's CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. You want to be very careful. There are copycats out there specifically trying to ride the Survival Training School of California's coattails. So you want to go to CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com or give them a call at 805-503-8861. 805-503-8861, Survival Training School of California.
All right, we go back to Pat in the Ozark Mountains. Pat, you were telling us the city government there, the town government, is coming after you. They've been threatening you over a garden at your house, and this all started back in 2012. They have been issuing you threats. So we're just kind of trying to get some history on what's been going on. So you believe it is one particular neighbor? Do you know who it is, or do you just suspect?
I know who it is.
How do you know?
The code inspector told me.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they're not protecting the complaining party, which sometimes they will do. I remember when the code enforcers came after me for the first time back in 2007, the enforcer refused to reveal who the complaining party was.
Of course, that was a city employee.
Correct. He was protecting one of his coworkers. But ultimately, he had to reveal it at the trial because I had asked when I was cross-examining him.
And you have a right to face your accuser in this country.
In theory, you should be able to face the accuser, but in that case, I couldn't face the accuser. I could just get the information about the accuser, which I did do. So you know who the complaining party is. How close are they to your home? Are they, like, adjacent, across the street? Where are they located?
They're next door. And mm-hmm. they have their reason for hating me, and they're using an excuse that, you know, because the neighborhood has got these problems that they're not able to sell their house for an inflated price. And the code enforcement...
So it's all your fault.
Right.
Because the housing market is down, in general, because you have a garden, that's the reason why they can't sell their house or whatever their other complaints happen to be at the moment.
Well, they had it on the market in 05 and 06 for $35,000, and a couple years ago they put it up for $60,000, and it never sold at 35, and it didn't sell at 60. Now they've pumped the price up to $85,000.
Wow.
And they think that, you know, it's my fault that it won't sell. But at any rate, the code enforcer here is actually on my side of the thing, and he's got the pressure being put on him by whoever it is in the city that they have got the connection with.
So what's the current legal status then? Are you under a threat at the moment?
What happened in 2012 was I got cleared, you know, I got the warning notice, and I got cleared by the code inspector on, it was two counts, weeds and rubbish. And I asked him when he sent the notice, you know, what, come over here, please, and show me what you mean by this rubbish, because I don't know what it is. Plus, I had a sprained shoulder, and I didn't want to do more than I had to. And he said, well, your front porch is too cluttered. That's what it is. So, you know, I cut down everything but my cultivated plants to the correct height and cleared off the porch. And he came over and he cleared me on everything. And the next morning I got two citations for weeds and rubbish.
From the same guy?
I called him back. I said, what the heck's going on here? And he said, I don't know. I'll have to call and I'll have to call you back. And he called back and he said it was a pile of firewood, and so I had to move this pile of firewood. It was blistering hot outside, and it all had to be split first, and oh, what a mess. But anyway, I let the prosecutor intimidate me into making an Alford plea at the trial.
And that means that you don't accept responsibility, but you admit that you can't defend against the charges or something like that.
Right. And they put me on probation for a year, and then...
Probation for a year for firewood?
Yeah. And also suspended the fine. And then in...
So you had remedied the situation. This was back in 2012. Can you take us real quick to today and what's happening now? Because we don't have all night to tell it.
Yeah, well,
story.
They've issued two more citations. And there was no abatement or warning notice given first. And the code enforcer was here, and he didn't say anything about firewood. I had firewood over where you can't even see it from the house next door. And but he sent a citation for nuisance, and the police chief came with it, and I said, what is this, nuisance? He said,
have
oh, well,
you gotten any video of any of this happening?
No, I have witnesses who are here, though.
It's not good enough. You're going to have to get video when these people come back. It sounds like they're issuing you the fines already. I wish you the best in dealing with this. What can you really do about this, though? And I thank you for the call tonight, Pat. Grab a video camera. Have it charged up. Have it ready to go where you can grab it. Maybe it's your cell phone. Maybe it's an actual camera that you just keep by the front door. That you keep on the charger or something like that. And that way, when these people come back, you can get them on the record, and you can ask them questions, and more coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm, so feel free to avail yourself of that method if you don't mind. I have to say, Skype generally sounds better than your phone, so if you've got it, please put it to use. Just send a contact request to us. It will be approved. Uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies, that's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and get signed up there for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I wanted to talk a little further about Pat's situation, where Pat was dealing with some bureaucrats, some officious bureaucrats coming around telling Pat that it was either, you know, that there was some sort of a mess in her yard, or that there was, you know, garden illegal, can't have this, the porch is too dirty. Then it was just one thing after another being reported ostensibly by a neighbor. And how do you deal with this situation? Because ultimately, this code enforcement has resulted in the, I think, the destabilization of neighborliness. It has destroyed almost in some places the idea of being a neighbor.
Right. People don't want to go to their neighbor and discuss whatever the problem is. They're
scared.
And if they do go, they go with this sort of lordliness about being in the right. You're going to do what I say because I'm in the right, that kind of thing, rather than sort of talking to people legitimately. I had a neighbor who, I have no idea what the rules were on this, but he came across the street. He's like, I want to put up a dish network thing on one of my trees out near, because he's had a bunch of trees in his yard. He couldn't put it up on his house. He's like, I want to put out one of these trees out in front, and I just wanted to find out if that's cool with you. And I'm like, well, do you want TV? And he's like, yeah, do you want dish TV? He's like, yeah, well, I don't see why it would be a problem with me at all.
Well, he obviously has had problem neighbors in the past who would have had a problem with something like that. You know, you're despoiling the nature by putting a satellite dish up, Mark.
Or whatever one does.
Well, it sounds like the solution when these code enforcers come around is to have some humility and go to your neighbors and talk to them. Just be a good neighbor. Like, be the neighbor you want them to be to you. And then maybe that will open up an opportunity for them to say, oh, hey, yeah, by the way, while you're here, I wanted to tell you that, you know, I saw some stuff on your porch, or I saw some stuff here. You know, at least give them the opportunity to speak to you rather than have them feel like, oh, I have to go to the local government. And then
I've actually done this. I've gone around to all of the neighbors' houses here and handed my business card to them, introduced myself, and said, hey, you know, if there's ever any concerns or any issues you have with the folks living here or whatever, you know, reach out to me. Give me a call. I'll do my best to take care of that. And, of course, then the question becomes, well, was it actually one of the adjacent neighbors? Because I have not gone all the way down the street. I've only gone to the adjacent neighbors who are, you know, within a house viewing distance kind of the house where I'm living. And so if it's a neighbor who lives down the street, I mean, how far does one have to go?
Pretty far. I think, you know,
you think so?
Yeah, as much as is considered your neighborhood. And just thinking out loud here, I think it would be kind of cool to have a neighborhood association sort of thing, like an informal neighborhood association. These exist, but it would be one that you just invent and say, you know, I've got these signs that we might want to put in our front yards that say we're part of such and such neighborhood association, and I go to my neighbors when I have problems, not to the government. We go to each other first to work our problems out independently. We don't need to resort to the local government to solve our problems for us.
Well, unfortunately, about three houses down from this location is the house of two of the haters here in town. So, you know, that's not going to solve that issue, right? Like, those people are ideologically opposed to the existence of liberty activists in their town.
Yes, but could you imagine how it might change the situation if they start seeing some signs in all of their neighbors' yards that surround them saying, like, we go to our neighbors to solve our problems, we don't go to the police, or something like that, and then they're surrounded. There's public pressure that works against them in that situation.
That'd be amazing. I'd be interested to see that happen anywhere, because it seems like the pressure right now is from fear, and that these people, whoever they are, not the people specifically here in this neighborhood, but people in general who don't want to deal with their neighbors, are afraid. I mean, that's where it comes from, right? It's people being afraid of what someone might say or
conflict.
Do.
Yeah.
You know, as a result of somebody talking to them. So instead, you call up the intermediary, the zoning board, or the police, or whoever it is that people call for these things.
Sometimes it's the homeowners association.
I suppose, yeah, but in that case, at least you've agreed to the rules in advance. But I'm talking about more of the government situations here, where we're talking about zoning, which is not a consensual agreement, and they are forcing their viewpoint on you. So they get afraid, and they say, oh, well, this is why we have zoning, so we'll call up the board, they'll send their agent out, they'll do the dirty work, they'll knock on the front door, they'll be the ones who are issuing the threats, they'll be the ones the neighbors will deal with, and they'll be the ones who just kind of handle everything. They'll be our agents in this particular case.
Unfortunately, that's one solution, with air quotes, that's working for people. And I think if people are afraid to deal with their neighbors, then step one, I'm asking myself, how can I make them less afraid?
Mm-hmm.
I think just being a good neighbor and going and talking with them would be step one.
I agree. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but unfortunately, that approach doesn't always work. When you're dealing with a grumpy neighbor, when you're dealing with neighbors who are ideologically opposed to your viewpoint, there are people who want to use the violence of the state, who it's their common tactic, and I don't know if persuasion is going to work with those folks, and I just think... I think the best option is to move people who do appreciate good neighborliness to the same area.
Yeah.
You know, bringing people to New Hampshire, like the Free State Project is, people who love freedom, who are all coming here, many of whom are coming here to get active. I want to live near those people. I mean, I'm fine living with most of the people I live near, like the neighbors that I have. Most of them keep to themselves, and you know, they're nice folks when I've talked to them. But I know that some of them are ideologically opposed. I've had enough conversation with them to know that about them. And, you know, I would appreciate having neighbors that are ideologically compatible. And we can have that here in New Hampshire as more people start to move here as part of the Free State Project. So check out freestateproject.org when you get a chance, if you care about freedom. We go to Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how are you? How you guys doing?
Good, Dave. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I heard you guys mention the word government. I am pretty pissed off as a government myself.
What are they doing?
They do not. All right. I had to call the government for some reason today, something that I had to go and speak with today. But they,
you weren't snitching on a neighbor, were you? Why are you calling them?
Because I want to ask some questions, but like they don't email you people, like, because like I want to get some questions to them, like, oh well, can you please email me some information? Like, oh, we don't email people, we only respond by either phone or by regular mail.
Which department?
Email.
Who are you calling?
The what?
Who are you calling? Which department? Which government agency? Which agency?
The government.
They have different departments.
I understand that, but. My thing is that they said to me, oh, we can't email people. We don't email people. We don't respond by either phone or by regular mail.
Was it the court?
What?
Were you calling
the court?
Court. Okay, no. Which department was it?
Because I have some questions I want to ask. It was the local, like, DSS. I don't know if you guys ever heard of DSS at all, whatever.
What's that stand for? Department of Social Security?
Social services, blah, blah, blah. But anyway,
welfare. You're calling the welfare department.
No, well, I only had some questions. But, like, you know, they don't email people. Because I have some questions. I'm like, well, can you please email me some information?
Well, this is the government, Dave. They are, like, in the dark. They're living in the dark ages. I remember calling the courts and asking if I could fax them something. Thank you, Dave, for the call. I asked if I could fax them. This is not new technology, and they couldn't even take a fax at the courts. But to be fair to some of the government agencies, like the local county clerk, I can email them, no problem. So it just depends on which bureaucracy you're dealing with. There's more on the way here. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we will take your calls here, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for you if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. What do you want to talk about? Zoning or a saggy pants ban, which we haven't actually even gotten into yet here tonight. Plus, happy birthday, the latest legal status on the song. It's been a controversial issue over time. I don't know if we're going to get to it here tonight. But you can always call and bring it up if you like. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J. Courtesy of his website, derekj.me. And so the thing with the whole zoning, it's disappointing. There was an issue recently here at the Keene Activist Center where Derek J., you and I, and some other activists, we spent a lot of time last weekend, or the weekend prior to this last weekend, cleaning out the basement. It had accumulated some stuff over the years, and it needed a good cleaning, and we did give it a good cleaning. We threw out a truckload and several carloads worth of stuff, took it to the dump. And then there were just a few things that were sort of left about the side yard. And as a result of that, someone called code enforcement. And I don't know if it was Tuesday or whenever it was, but it was at some point last week, relatively early on in the week, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest, the code enforcer, one of the code enforcers, the nicer of the two code enforcers, showed up here.
No, it was actually Thursday after Rich Paul's trial.
It was Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thursday he showed up here and said somebody, I wasn't there for the conversation when he showed up. I was there when he showed up after the cleanup. So what had happened? Were you there for it?
Yeah, I was there. I saw the car that was marked City of Keene, mm-hmm. and it stopped at the stop sign near the activist center. I said, uh-oh, here it comes.
Grab the cameras.
I grabbed my camera. And
only one either grabbing a camera.
Nope, everyone around on the porch grabbed a camera. And
bureaucrats show up to the Keene Activist Center. They know they're going to be recorded.
Yeah, he was on several cameras at that point already. So as soon as he pulls into the little driveway on the side, I have my camera on, and he's real polite and just asks sort of sheepishly, like, he's got the spotlight on him. All these activists are just ready, waiting to hear what's he going to say. And he says, hey, you know, I'm here, and a neighbor complained. You guys having a yard sale or something? And then waited for a response, and it was sort of painful to hear nothing.
right. We don't answer your questions.
Yeah, because no one wants to incriminate.
Define yard sale.
Yeah. Like, we don't know where this is going. At least I don't, so I'm not speaking up about anything. I don't want to incriminate myself or anyone else.
Are you conducting an investigation?
Yeah, so unfortunately, at what I would consider unfortunately, someone else decided to speak up and answer all of his questions. Mm. And it turned out that it was pretty okay, that he was just saying, I'm relaying a message on behalf of a neighbor. They were a little upset that it looked a little dirty. It looks like there's some trash out here. Please clean it up. And I thought it was a totally reasonable request. It was done politely.
Did he say, or else, you have 2 weeks? Did he give a time frame?
He didn't levy any kind of threat. We just said, hey, look, it's trash night tonight. We're ready to throw all this stuff away. We'd be willing to just take a few of the things out of the yard for now. We're going to be putting them in the front yard later to be taken away from the trash men. But, hey, we're willing to work this one out with you. You know, it was a totally reasonable request. I just wish that the neighbor had done it themselves.
Right. 'Cause, you know, I don't want to be a bad neighbor. And in the case of what was happening there, I don't think it was anyone's intention to have a cluttered yard, but you know, we had spent the morning cleaning stuff out and then got busy with other things, and a few things were left around, and that's it. And it would have been taken care of eventually anyways. But, yeah, you're right. It wasn't an unreasonable request, and nor would it have been unreasonable had it come from the neighbor. There's another neighbor who has no problem talking to me. He'll, you know, there was an issue with some old branches that had been left up against his fence, and the fence was kind of, you know, he wasn't able. He said he likes to clean the other side of the fence, and he couldn't clean it with all the old branches there. And, you know, and I had never done anything with these things, and they probably are a rat's nest or something like that. And so he brought it to my attention, and I said, I'll get that taken care of for you. You know, and
yeah,
I took care of it.
Everybody has blind spots, and neighbors can be really helpful in, you know, helping us find out what those are. And I want to help out and be a good neighbor. So I just wish that my neighbors had spoken to me personally rather than send the government man. Because I was a little afraid, you know, when the government man shows up, you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting this guy's ID. I'm getting his license plate. I'm, you know, shaking a little bit because who knows if threats are going to come down. So
eventually, I presume they would, right? Like, had the end up not happened, and threats could come down. But, you know, to that guy's credit, he actually showed up, the zoning enforcer, he showed up here the day after that, after the cleanup had happened. And he did just come by to say thank you. He said, and the bizarre thing was, he said thank you on behalf of the neighbor. So once again, whoever this anonymous neighbor was, you know, issued this thank you through the code enforcer, presuming that's what happened and he wasn't just doing it on his own volition.
Could you imagine what that phone call's like? Oh, hi, it's me again. Yeah, would you go down and thank them? They cleaned up.
I don't know, ma'am.
Okay, I'll go down.
Like I said, that was kind of the way it sounded to me, but maybe it was just him doing that as normal and just kind of, he just did it on their behalf without being asked to do it. I don't know if he was asked to thank us, but regardless, he did come by. And, you know, if you're going to be in a job like that, at least approaching with some humility and approaching with, you know, some courtesy is appreciated, rather than what I dealt with the previous time, which was a guy wearing a DEA skull, like a death's head logoed shirt, polo shirt,
yikes,
coming up on my porch, and, you know, basically a lot more of an intimidating character coming up and trying to throw his weight around.
Yikes.
So,
yeah, he didn't have a very good time either.
I was trying to study the body language of this guy, this code enforcer who came up to us, and, you know, I used the word humble because he had his hands, you know, sort of folded over by his belly.
Mm-hmm.
He was almost hiding his badge, but not in an attempt to hide from transparency. Mm-hmm. It was more or less like, I don't want to be here as the government man. I'm just sort of trying to talk to you as a person. You know, he wasn't puffing out his chest. He wasn't lifting his head up all high. It was like a really humble way to address another person. I was impressed.
I'm willing to give credit where credit is due and encourage, you know, the government agents to be nicer, at the very least, you know, be more friendly, even if they're doing an undesirable job or something that I don't think should exist. And I think we see that more often up here in New Hampshire than in some other places of the country. Let's talk about Happy Birthday, because we have just a few moments remaining in this particular program. We can talk about saggy pants on another night. That will continue to be controversial. But, Mark, what's the news?
BoingBoing.net lawsuit. Happy Birthday is not in copyright, and Warner owes the world hundreds of millions for improperly collected royalties.
Hmm.
Copyright scholars have long been pretty certain that Happy Birthday to You is in the public domain, despite the fact that Warner Chappell claims copyright on it and charges impressive licensing fees to use it in public performances.
I've heard they'll even sting operation on restaurants.
Those fees, however, are much lower than a copyright lawsuit would be, so everyone just shrugs and pays them. Mm. Until now. A documentary film company working on a movie about Happy Birthday has assembled a huge body of evidence showing that the song has been in the public domain since the 1920s and is suing Warner to get them to return the hundreds of millions they've improperly charged in licensing since. This is going to be great. The lawsuit embedded below goes through a detailed history of the song and any possible copyright claims around it. It covers the basic history of Good Morning to You, but it also notes that the Happy Birthday lyrics appeared in 1901 at the latest, citing a January 1901 edition of Inland Educator and Indiana School Journal, which describes the children's song as a so-called Happy Birthday to You.
So Happy Birthday is actually a ripoff of another song?
It's Good Morning to You, isn't it?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher. Good morning to you. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Well, we had to sing that kind of thing when we when I was in private school.
Did you have to give your teacher an apple?
No, we didn't do the apple giving, but we had a pretty traditional school I went to. Yeah. So I think this is very interesting. And, I mean, you know, somehow yesterday, the world's, you know, people were paying money into this company for this, the royalties on this song, and today they don't have to, or likely they won't have to. And I think it's interesting, these the copyright people are always, you know, the intellectual property people, always predicting the downfall of humankind. You know, and I really
can't have VHS tapes. Someone will, that will destroy the industry.
Well, now we have but songwriters. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is the downfall of Western civilization. Songwriters, it's their lifetime and 99 years because of the Sonny Bono law. Mm. Are you? I mean, we're still in the realm of 99 years from the songwriter's lifetime on Happy Birthday to You if it was written in 1900. This is insane. I mean, at what point should a song go into a public domain? I mean, it's crazy.
Immediately, as far as I'm concerned, IP is a joke. Intellectual property is nonsense. I don't have time for that.
If I sing Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places here on the air, do I owe him money?
Well, I don't think you do, but the BMI and ASCAP might see it differently. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is the Central Street Nicer. I steal your labor by force. Through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com.
or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.